I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic at The Wall Street Journal. With a title like Smart People, you'd expect a movie to be reasonably bright. This one is unreasonably bright. It passes the IQ test with flying colors. The main characters are Dennis Quaid's college professor, Lawrence, his precocious daughter, Vanessa, played by Ellen Page, and Sarah Jessica Parker's Janet, an emergency room doctor who had a crush on Lawrence when she was his student. And intelligence is not their only distinction. They're also wounded, angry, yearning for love, emotionally stupid, and wonderfully affecting. Smart People is a comedy about people needing all their smarts to escape from the holding pens of their own heads. It's a debut feature for its director, Noam Murrow, and for its writer, Mark Poirier. The film feels freshly discovered, even though it centers on the familiar figure of a blocked and lovelorn academic. A lot of the freshness comes from a grand clownish slob played by Thomas Hayden Church. He's actually the smartest person of the piece, but Dennis Quaid occupies the center with a mastery that's all the more remarkable for its humanity, because Lawrence Weatherhold is one really tough nut to crack. The story offers Lawrence the prospect of midlife passion, even love, but nothing is easy in Poirier's Quicksilver script. Sarah Jessica Parker's physician, Janet, another fine performance, is a worthy match for the professor when it comes to flee or fight responses. If happiness threatens, she bolts. Then there's Ellen Page's Vanessa, doomed to perform for her father ever more precociously unless someone can break the spell. In a script studded with zingers, the best exchange is the simplest. "I don't think you're very happy, Vanessa," Lawrence says. "Well, you're not happy, and you're my role model," Vanessa replies. Smart People made me happy from start to finish. On the surface, a new film called The Visitor bears some resemblances to Smart People, but the coincidence of both films opening on the same day shows how an artist, in this case Tom McCarthy, can take a familiar character, put him in a new set of circumstances, and tell a story that strikes its own deeply resonant chords. Here, too, the hero, Walter Vail, is a blocked and lovelorn academic who teaches only one class at a Connecticut college and mostly sleepwalks through his life. He's played by a superb character actor rather than a star, Richard Jenkins. He was the taciturn funeral director in 6 Feet Under. A door to a new life opens for Walter when he returns to his Manhattan apartment after a long absence and finds it occupied through some sort of real estate scam by illegal immigrants. Tarek, a young musician from Syria, and his girlfriend Zainab, a jewelry maker from Senegal. Music dominates The Visitor. It transforms Walter from a buttoned-up old fogey to an earnest drummer who beats out his own white guy version of African rhythms in the subway. Music also gives Walter a new family in Tarek, who becomes his surrogate son, at first comically, and the boy's mother, Muna, who shows up in New York after her son falls afoul of immigration authorities. Tom McCarthy's film shows things we see all too seldom in American movies: the variety and vibrancy of immigrant communities, the insularity of American culture, the fear and paranoia that have poisoned our feelings about immigration since September 11th. Most of all, though, The Visitor tells of renewal through love. Its song is tinged with sadness, but it's stirring all the same. I'm Joe Morgenstern, The Wall Street Journal's film critic, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.